Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Welcome back, Chief fans. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs, and with me, as always, my co-host, Stuart Smith. So how are you doing today?
Hola.
So today, we're going to go ahead and discuss the ass-whooping or butt-kicking the Chiefs just did against the Baltimore Ravens. So, Stu, what was your first?
Well, before the game, I watched all of the analysis, the people talk about the games, Ray Lewis, everybody, and every single person, including the popular vote, 51% picked the Baltimore Ravens. So, I remember watching the game, and Kim was really nervous in the very beginning, and I'm like, for whatever reason, I was like, you know, I'm not worried about it at all. And then all of a sudden, it was probably the best game I've seen as a Chiefs fan, and probably it's been a while because they actually dominated the entire game, and it wasn't like, oh, I have to come back from behind, I'm having a heart attack. Like, we were already out the gates blazing, so very excited.
I think from this game, I think Mahomes proves he is the next Michael Jordan of football, and to that,
absolutely.
I think we should take a toast to this and say thank God that we actually have a quarterback now that can take us to the promised land. We already know he did it last year,
right?
Already proven it now. I mean, he played, I mean, it was so dominant the way he was playing and how much dominant the Chiefs did as a whole. It was incredible. I mean, we are dominant showing against one of the top teams in the NFL. And so now our run it back tour, I mean, it's great shape right now. I mean, for the first 3 weeks, we've already undefeated. We've beat a close game, had a close game with the Chargers. We just dominated a team who's supposed to beat everybody, supposed to be undefeated, according to Colin Cowherd, which he missed on that one, which he misses on a lot. But, I mean, like, the Chiefs dominated the Baltimore Ravens. It was 34-20 on Monday night. I mean, to preserve their perfect record and to, I think, affirm that they are arguably the best team in the NFL. Do you think, Stu, the Chiefs proved that they are the team to beat?
Yeah, I don't know what else they need to do because they've won, what was it, 8 games in a row coming from behind. They obviously won the Super Bowl against arguably the best defensive line in the NFL. And it was a tough game for, you know, the 3 or 4 quarters. And at the end, Mahomes just kind of hit the switch and it was done. Granted, I think what people don't talk about is how good the defense played in that Super Bowl the last 3 drives. But specifically on Monday night, it was there's no – I feel like every team is really pulling their hair out now because if the Chiefs did that to the Ravens on both sides of football, I don't see anyone else that's remotely in the same ballpark as the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm not biased.
I mean, the Chiefs are now winning because now that game they won, it's their 12th in a row, setting a franchise record. I mean, the Chiefs are winning at a rate now that's unseen before in our long history of the organization. And following that dominant win against the top teams now in all football, I mean, there's so much to say about this game. Like, the offense was rolling. Mahomes was picking them apart like it was a 7-on-7 high school flag football game. I mean, every blitz they drew up, he knew exactly where he was going. Like, he looked like Peyton Manning out there already, and he's only, what, 25 years old? I mean, the offense piled up for 517 yards. They found the end zone on 4 of their first 5 drives, while their defense held Baltimore, the reigning league MVP, Lamar Jackson, to just 20 points on the night. I mean, honestly, like, I was more shocked of how our defense played because how bad we played against the Chargers, our lack of tackling and not able to stop the run. And we knew the Ravens to be how dominant they are running the ball. They couldn't get anything going. The first drive, though, they punched the ball down our throats a little bit. But when it came down to third down and goal and everything, they did a pass play and we stopped them for a field goal. I mean, that's how you have to beat the Ravens. And, I mean, we just dominated him all the way through the game. I mean, Mahomes, like, going back, I mean, Mahomes is like the Michael Jordan football. Let's all be honest right now. I mean, like, to think about the show he put on, I mean, he was simply outstanding throughout the game. He completed 31 of 42 passes for 385 yards, a total of 5 TDs, 4 passing, and 1 rushing. It now marks his third straight game with 370-plus passing yards against the Ravens, who the Ravens, by the way, are 22-1 against everyone in the NFL, but now they're 0-3 against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is all since Week 11 of 2018 campaign. So, do you think it's safe to say the Chiefs have the Ravens' number?
Yes. Even their star quarterback called the Chiefs his kryptonite. He's only lost two games. I think he's lost three games in his career, and two of them were against the Chiefs. What I thought was an amazing part of the game was that the way that Mahomes was doing what he was doing, but the smiling he was doing, he was having more fun than... he looked like he was having an absolute blast out there. And it was just rolling. And it wasn't the same for Lamar Jackson. I think he had 97 yards passing. They had a great opening drive, but from there, it's the Chiefs have their number. When they get them ahead of someone like that, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it was really dominant. I'm really shocked. Honestly, I still can't believe it. Patrick Mahomes, against the blitz, this is how great he was. Talking about metrics and looking at everything he particularly does against the blitz, he was 17 for 20, 240 yards passing, and he had three touchdowns with a quarterback rating of 156.3. That's the best single-game passing rating versus the blitz against the Ravens since 2019. Apparently, our cat has to come out here and talk Absolutely. A little about this podcast.
And Mr. Cole. Yes. I'm trying to think if there's a game where, and it's been a while, where the Chiefs the entire game beat him up so good. It wasn't a shootout like normal the games. There was a point, though, in the third quarter, when the Ravens were, within a couple touchdowns. But... Again, I think just from the very beginning, they controlled the entire game, line of scrimmage. And again, Lamar Jackson, he's a freak athlete. There's only been a couple times in his career where he was shut down.
Just going back here now, looking at this, like you were saying about Lamar Jackson.
Oh, here's the best news about everything. Oh. The best news is, not only do we have Mahomes next 10, 15 years... He's got his girl pregnant with the next quarterback for the Chiefs.
I didn't know how we didn't start about that. But there's a debate now because he was wearing a pink shirt. Is that a hint? Your wife was trying to say, Kim was trying to say, maybe it's possibly a girl.
I don't know. I feel like all this is happening in a perfect world for my life. And what's going to happen is Mahomes is going to play 15 more years, 16, 17, maybe 20, 25 years. And then all of a sudden, his kid's going to come running out of his Mercedes or his Porsche or his Maserati, and it's going to be a lefty Mahomes.
We'll see. I think because wearing the pink shirt, like your wife was saying, I think that kind of
maybe I'm avoiding that question because, like I said, it needs to be a left-handed Mahomes.
We'll see. But I don't know if you saw any of those memes out there that they showed Nick Saban already on the phone call talking to Mahomes that's joking around like, Come play for Alabama. I thought verbal commit, before his baby comes. So that was pretty good. Mahomes, he also set a couple records with his performance on Monday night. For starters, he became the fastest player to reach 10,000 passing career yards in NFL history, which marked it in just 34 games, which he just beat Kurt Warner. It's pretty impressive how many numbers he puts up and everything else he's doing. Additionally, the 25-year-old Mahomes recorded his 17th career regular season game with three touchdown passes or more, which is now the third most among four professional seasons in league history. The only people beating him right now is Dan Marino at 27, Kurt Warner at 21. And Mahomes, just to remember, he only played one game his rookie year. So he has his whole season still to beat that record. So, he's just dominant. I don't know how else you could say about it. His success in the month of September is unreal. He's, for the career now, he is 10-0 with 3,304 yards passing, 32 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and that's the first month of the season. So that's a good start, and then there's a Mahomes start. So I love what I'm seeing through him. Especially this last game of the offense I loved is that he threw the ball to everybody. He spread the ball around. Were you impressed with how he kept the ball going around to everybody?
Yes, the best part about all of it is Sausage gets the touchdown. My gosh, and I really think it is Mahomes, but it's also the hands of Andy Reid picking great play calls. Like, he went in the bag and got some legit plays that he was doing. I mean, I don't even know how many screens it was, but it was like a fake double screen and a screen in the middle, and then Mr. Sausage again getting that touchdown. Oh, and then, yeah, the left tackle, Eric Fisher, scores a touchdown, which, by the way, if you saw the preview or before the play, the offensive line was hiding Fisher the entire time. So they couldn't see how many players were downfield, whatever it was, or how many offensive linemen they had. Like, it just shows that there's so many steps ahead. And the defensive coordinators, like, I just feel bad. They should be looking for new jobs.
I mean, you go back to the sausage play, whatever. Do you know what the play call is called? He calls it the smoke sausage. I mean, I just love the play calling that he gave down the end zone. I mean, you just put in Tyreek Hill motion and act like he's going to pitch it to him or throw to him, and everyone goes that way. And then Mahomes, apparently, too. Eric Bieniemy said that play wasn't designed to throw underhand. And so it's just something that Mahomes just did, you know, just to insult, I guess, the injury. Like, here's an easy pass. Here you go. I mean, it was a perfect play. And then the Eric Fisher touchdown, I don't know if you knew this, but it's the first time in a long time since a first-round draft pick, number one overall, scored a touchdown. Do you know who the last person was that scored a touchdown was number one?
Keyshawn Johnson
from 2006. Right. I mean, I know he's a lineman, you know, but that was great. I don't know if you heard the post-conference interview with him, but he said he, like, blacked out. He said, like, I didn't know, like, I was surprised that Andy Reid gave me that call. And he was talking to Mitch about how he hasn't caught a touchdown pass, I think it was, since high school of junior year. Because they asked him, did you play tight end in college? He's like, no. He's like, last time I caught a touchdown pass was my junior year in high school, and we ran the Veer. And if you know what the Veer offense is, you're straight option running team. So, like, that just tells you, like,
he was there to block.
And, like, the play calling, everyone getting involved. I mean, another person I want to say I was impressed with, too, is the way we used Clyde, you know, Edwards, CEH. I mean, he did a little bit of everything. He tallied for 134 yards total offense. He had 64 rushing and 70 receiving. And he came up big in a couple critical moments. I mean, including a pair of third down grabs that moved the chains and picked up the combined, you know, for 33 yards, I think it was a total. So, I mean, according to Pro Football Focus, I mean, he avoided four tackles and notched another 56 yards after contact. So, I know he's a little guy, but he does have a burst in his step, and he's able to wiggle and make people miss. So, I just was definitely impressed with that. And did you like, also going back to Eric Fisher, I got to love the hot potato touchdown dance.
Yes. I think one thing, too, that gets kind of watered down maybe is the way, I think what Sammy Watkins did, because you have to remember he had a really bad hit at that last game, and I didn't think he was going to play. You know, he was in concussion protocol. But he made some great catches, too, a lot of possession catches. And he was really trying to protect himself a lot. You could tell he wasn't, you know, full bore during that game. But, yeah, I think the offensive line did a great job. And Eric Fisher, like I said, I mean, it's the fact that everyone was worried about that first-round draft pick, first overall pick years ago, but it's been paying off dividends for keeping our left side of our quarterback healthy and upright.
I mean, another thing, though, too, is, like, all offense played great, but how about that defense? I mean, it was different, totally different showed up on Monday night. I mean, were you surprised at how dominant we stopped the Ravens?
Out of the gates. Spags does not get enough credit. Everyone talks about the Chiefs' offense, right? But what everyone doesn't talk about is the blitzes that they're dialing up. This is the second year they're in their system. Frank Clark is hitting on all cylinders. Tyrann Mathieu's doing well. Even our later round draft picks are getting in the action as well, although I think he has a broken collarbone.
Yeah, regretfully to form, that's one thing that's kind of bad. Sneed did have, in fact, broke his collarbone. I mean, when I saw it happen live and the way he reached for his collar, I was like, I've been there. I broke mine. You broke yours.
Yep.
So I had a feeling that was what it was. And, you know, it's a shame. But like the Chiefs always say, next man up. And I think we have, you know, looking at it this way, Chavarius Ward's already been back. He played last week. We have Hamilton's pretty good DB also. And Breshid Breeland, actually, is actually going to come back pretty soon. He's only got one more game.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I think we'll be okay. Because even when he went out, we still dominated the Ravens.
Absolutely.
Like, you think about it, though. The Chiefs, I mean, were all over Lamar Jackson all night. I mean, they racked up four sacks, 15 total pressures.
I mean, to hold Jackson and the Ravens to 180 yards of total offense, I mean, it's crazy to me. Like, he honestly, it was the second lowest output of his career as a starting quarterback. I mean, the fact that it was so scary is that the Chiefs did not give up a touchdown again until the fourth quarter. I mean, yeah, we gave up that kickoff return, which special teams we'll get into a little bit, was a little shaky. But, I mean, like, our defense was, for the most part, if they keep playing the way they're playing, I don't think we're going to lose.
Yeah. I don't think they get enough credit. And look at Jones. I mean, he's not just there for the money. Like, he produced. He was getting there a lot, dropping, you know.
He's now, I think, second in sacks, too. Tied for second in sacks. I mean, he
seems hungry, man. He's not content. And he wants to win championships. So, again, it's just things are really
and the fun. The big thing I was talking about was, like, third down, fourth down was going to be a big thing that I was talking about last week that we had to do. The short yardage, fourth and short, like, who's going to win that battle? And there wasn't too many, really, to be honest. But, like, honestly, the Chiefs held Baltimore Ravens to just 13 points offensively. They were 228 yards total, and they were 3-for-9 on third down. I mean, to think that Lamar Jackson, you know, this crazy numbers he threw last year, he only had 97 yards pass, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
And then what was your analogy about Jackson? Is that he's the mayo?
Yes, he's mayo, but you got to have it with ketchup and onions. But Mahomes is just the ketchup. All you need is ketchup. That's Mahomes.
He said Mahomes was the secret sauce at In-N-Out. So if anyone never had In-N-Out,
we also burger, eats on steak. You've seen the commercials.
He just puts ketchup on everything.
And he is the greatest athlete of all time. I mean, I don't understand. I'm watching analysis the next day, and they're like, "Oh, yo, Lamar Jackson's team and him had a bad game. It's not Lamar Jackson." Bullcrap, man. Like, he single-handedly beat the 49ers at last game. Like, he is. They're not talking about him enough. He is like. I don't know if there's ever going to be a quarterback like him. You could say, you know, Kyler Murray, whatever it is, but yeah, guy has never played more, you know, an entire football season in playoffs, hasn't won a playoff game yet. I know he's a rookie, but, like, I mean, it just.
He's right now, the way he was playing, it kind of reminded me a little bit of Aaron Rodgers dealing.
Yes.
And Aaron Rodgers, he's playing for
he's
some.
He's tearing it
he's
up.
He's playing it up right now.
He's old Aaron Rodgers.
And he's not throwing the ball away as much as he did, but Mahomes right now, which is scary, is that he's playing more like a veteran now, where he's not throwing the ball down the field, just throwing stuff up in the air. Like, now he's taking what the defense gives him. He's running away and getting first downs at critical times when he needs to. And then you blitz him, he knows exactly where to go.
Right.
And there's so many weapons on this offense. Good luck. And I think that's one thing, like, we'll lead into going into the next game, though, I want to talk about, too, is, like, I guarantee you the Patriots are not going to blitz like the Ravens did because of how badly their defense, the Ravens, looked and how bad Mahomes tore them apart. You can't blitz Mahomes like that. I don't think they're going to be able to do that, to be honest. Like, Mahomes now knows what's coming. I mean, it seemed like it was too easy. Like, he was smiling, he was settled. It was like a 7-on-7 game. But, I mean, my bad takeaways, though, from the game, obviously losing Sneed with a broken collarbone, was our special teams, man. Like, we usually are strong with that. Were you surprised with that kickoff return?
Yeah, and I looked at Cam, and I was like, that never happens to the Chiefs.
No.
I can't tell you the last time. We usually score touchdowns with Dante Hall, right?
Right.
Or Nile Davis back when we were Texans, or against Texans playoffs. But that never happens. And it happened, and I was like, oh, that's not good. You know?
Yeah, it brought the Ravens back in the game. And to be honest, though, too, the Ravens came within 7 points. For how bad they were playing,
right,
they hung in there. And that's just one disappointing thing I had was the second half. Like, we came out, I thought, okay, let's just punch them in the gut. Let's keep scoring and going up. And we go down the field, we had a fumble, and then we go for on a fourth and short. And I didn't like that play call, to be honest, but I'm going to trust Andy Reid. He'll do what he does. But just
he's
that fourth
good.
And one, yeah, I think he knows what
he's
doing.
Good, yeah.
But I was just surprised. Like, we couldn't have any more creativity, but, you know, it's just the momentum started going their way, and luckily for us, though, that we didn't let them come back.
I mean,
finally put it away.
Mahomes had when he's, I think he was in shotgun. They were blitzing. He's running backwards, like just trotting backwards. Plants his foot and then throws it 55 yards for a touchdown.
That's the one I think Michael Vick was saying. Mahomes was doing the John Elway drop back,
like,
straight back,
that is
and then just threw it off his back foot.
I would have to do three crow hops. Three times to hit half of that distance, and he just, like, it's like he's like a vet, man. It's like he does it 100 times.
And they toyed with Marcus Peters, the former Chief.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of time. There was one throw, I think the best throw of the night, I thought, my opinion, was Mahomes rolling to the right. Tyreek Hill's perfectly covered by Marcus Peters. And Mahomes just drops it over the shoulder. Tyreek Hill jumps up and gets it. And touchdown. Looked easy, like taking money, you know, taking candy from a baby. Yeah. But that was perfectly covered, perfectly thrown ball, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's just, he's playing phenomenal, and I don't know.
What I remember is last year, remember those games that we lost, the late games? I'm thinking this was 2 years ago, so not last year, before, when Mahomes' rookie year. It was against, like, the Seahawks, it was the Patriots, and the Rams. Those games were amazing to watch, 30, 40 points, but Mahomes had multiple interceptions in those games, right?
Right.
Like, he's not doing that this year. Like, he's very...
Well, he still hasn't thrown an interception in September.
But a lot of times the games, remember last year specifically, like, oh, it hit the hands of the defender, or, oh, it almost got picked off. I can't think of very many times this year where he's had those throws. So I think you could really see what he's been doing in the classroom versus in the field. We all know how great he is, but just how the way he's reading defenses, he's protecting the football.
I think he's
taken another step.
I really do think he's the next Michael Jordan of the football. And I think what's funny is that Nick Wright had this analogy brought up and saying Lamar Jackson is like Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, whatever his name is, from Milwaukee Bucks, where like he's really good in the season, but when it comes to playoff, he goes away. Or James Harden, I guess you could say too, basketball analogy. But like Colin Cowherd's like, well, he made a funny thing about it. He said he called Mahomes is on easy street, saying Mahomes was given everything and he doesn't. He doesn't like the comparison of Michael Jordan, saying that Jordan had so much worse. But I'm like, really? Jordan had it that worse? He had, what, Dean Smith, the best college basketball coach ever when he came up out of, you know, he had Phil Jackson as the best, arguably best NBA coach. And then he also had Scottie Pippen and the team the Bulls had. So, come on. You can't tell me he didn't have anything.
I think sports are different. Times are different. But I'm just going to lay the facts, okay? People are already comparing Patrick Mahomes after his third year in the NFL. Just think about that for a minute to Michael Jordan. Next thing is, okay, he's done more early on in his career than any other athlete. MVP, Super Bowl, like the first in all these records he's breaking.
Now he's going to be a dad, he's engaged.
Well, he's half a billion dollars.
You know.
But I'm just saying, like, if you look at the facts of like what he's done and how quickly, I understand he's got Andy Reid, you know, with him. I understand he's got the best receiver core in the NFL, but like, he's still doing it. Like,
yeah,
he has accolades right now. If you were to put it up for Michael Jordan's first 3 years in the NBA to Mahomes' first 3 years in the NFL, you would say that he's projecting wise,
yeah,
he's going to be bigger than Michael Jordan.
I think he is. I mean, like, let's put it this way. It's not like Mahomes inherited a dominant franchise. I know we're diehard Chief fans, but let's be honest. We didn't win a Super Bowl for 50 years. We were 1-10 in playoffs before Mahomes became the quarterback. And that one win we won was against a Bill O'Brien Texans team with Alex Smith. So I don't really count that one because Bill O'Brien, I'm still sketched about him. But seriously, like, it took us 50 years to get to the Super Bowl again, and Mahomes got us there. So it's not like he inherited
all,
a whole lot. It's not like he's playing
for
the Cowboys or he's playing for, like, the Steelers.
His,
like, come
first
on.
Official season under center, he was an offensive, a defensive over-the-line scrimmage, right, D-forward, lined up off sides.
Yeah.
Away from going to Super Bowl in his first year.
Right.
Like, that is crazy. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
should,
I don't.
But a good thing that I do think it's a good thing they lost because you obviously know they got rid of the
right
winner. But again, it just shows you how like gifted this guy is.
And that's what brings me into this is like going into the Patriots now. Like Colin Cowherd was saying, oh, well, the Patriots are going to come in. It's going to be a trap game for the Chiefs because they had all this energy beating the Ravens. They're not going to bring it for the Patriots. Are you kidding me? The Chiefs always want to beat the Patriots. Like, it's been a rival. It's been I know we have Cam Newton to look into. It's going to be a different look. But, like, I can never count out the Patriots as long as Bill Belichick is there because all the defensive people he has and how his schemes are. So, like, I can guarantee you, though, Bill is not going to blitz like he did. Like, he saw that game of the Ravens and how Mahomes threw and right, anything else. I don't think they're going to blitz like that. Like, I have it hard to believe that he's going to do the same thing.
Belichick is the greatest coach of all time.
So what do you think? What are your thoughts that Bill's going to do to
stop
this offense?
I'm more nervous about this game than I was before the Ravens game.
Yeah.
Reason being is I do think that offensively the Patriots are more dangerous this year than they were last year because of Cam Newton can run the football and he can he's been throwing really, really well.
Yeah.
Defensively, they're not the same defense because they had a couple players that's opted out due to COVID.
But they're still dominant.
They're very good. But again, I'm more nervous about just because of Bill Belichick and the athletes he has around him. Because again, he's had the same offensive coordinator for a couple years. Like, there's a lot of continuity there. So I am nervous, more nervous about this game. It's also, it's in Arrowhead, but again, that's not really an advantage. We know that. so, I mean, again, I'm more nervous about this game, which their Chiefs are favored by 14 points, which I think it's going to be closer than that.
They're favored by 14? Mm-hmm. Is that the final
analysis? I last checked it on ESPN.
I don't. That's crazy.
Not that I bet, but I'm just, yeah, so I'm nervous about it. The two, I don't want to look ahead, but this is a big enough game, but the Bills as well as team I look out for that I feel like are really dangerous, and I always think the Chargers are good because it's the Chargers. And they,
I think any team that has four man up front and can put pressure on Mahomes without having to blitz and drop everyone else back is going to be fine, and that's why I'm predicting that Bill will have his defense in cover two man under and be physical on the Chiefs receivers, because the one thing that the Patriots are really good at with their corners is they get your hands up on you and they knock you off the line and get Travis Kelce off his route, because that's all you kind of need. Get them off the route a little bit and then have Mahomes hold the ball longer. But I think that's the only way you could beat the Chiefs. Like, you have to be physical on the line. Well, you only could drop. You have to only rush four. That's why the 49ers are so dominant, because they didn't have to blitz Mahomes. Right. They just brought four guys and they could beat us with their front four. They are owning us.
A decent secondary.
Because again, when they started to throw those blitzes in, Mahomes hit them deep, and that's when we got them.
When they got tired.
And they got tired, exactly.
Well, here's again, the team that scores the most points is going to win the game normally.
Oh, well, you know so that.
So you have to be able to score points against the Chiefs. I don't know if the Patriots have all the firepower to make it, you know, like a blowout where they're going to blow up the Chiefs. I don't think they're capable. I mean, anything can ever happen, but I think it's going to be a close ball game. I'm nervous about it. So we'll see. I think the biggest X factor that needs to do really well is Clyde.
Oh,
if he can get rolling,
took my,
I think it's going to be.
You took my thunder. I think he's going to be he's my bold prediction. He's going to be my offensive guy. I think CEH is going to have a big night. I think they're going to drop some screen plays to him. Keep the Patriots off or defense off guard. I think they're going to have to run the ball a little more, control the clock a little bit, because Cam in that offense is mainly running. But when Cam has been thrown, he's been accurate, which he hasn't been. I think he's actually been more accurate than Lamar has.
Yeah.
And that's why I really think the difference between this game, the Ravens, and Patriots game is that they're going to have more veteran presence. Definitely we're not going to be able to run as much as Lamar, like the action that he has, but if they can keep Cam off his game and make the Patriots not have to, you know, be in third and long and not get off to a good hot start, I think the Chiefs will be fine. I really do. But I thought it was ridiculous when Colin Cowherd was saying this is a trap game for the Chiefs. I mean, he thinks the Chiefs are coming out with they're not going to be out with coming out with fire. I think it's ridiculous. But this will be the first time, though, the Patriots will have Cam. And so are you concerned with Cam? I mean,
yes, I think he's a stud. If that guy is lining up against the Chiefs in Week 17 in the playoffs, I'm nervous. Because his style of play is very difficult to stop. I don't know if it's going to last 17, 18 weeks for the entire team, whatever it is, but he's a big physical dude. And if he gets in shortened yardage, like, you're going to have to tackle the 6'6" freak,
yeah,
or the shafty, you know, guy over there that his recruit got from San Diego State, wherever the case may be, and they got, you know, Whitehead or whoever the heck that's going to get in the ball. They make me nervous because the guy on the other side, Bill Belichick, who can
stop anything. Speaking of Bill, did you happen to hear his press conference of like what do you expect for the Chiefs? They're a pretty good team. They're playing pretty good on offense and defense. Like, you gotta love his press conferences. Like, I guess those reporters, they've gotta be like, oh my god, why am I even asking this? I mean, he comes off like, you know, he sweatshirts all that got holes in it. It's like, dude, come on, like. But, you know, that's Bill for you.
The
you know?
Winningest coach, like, ever.
I mean, in NFL. Do you remember the draft night?
He's wearing a cut-sleeve sweatshirt that has holes in the neck.
Like, I remember draft night, his house. He's got his dog at the day and talk at the mic. And then you look over it. Was it Kingsbury? He's in his full-on flat house. It's like all decked out, million-dollar home. And he's sitting there in his, you know, huge-ass screen TV. And here's Bill Belichick. He's got, like, futon, like, furniture, and his dog's there.
It looks like he's in IKEA. Looks like he's in, it's just a basic white table, right?
Oh, and,
like,
man.
Doesn't even have a TV. You know he's got like an old school radio that he listens to.
It just cracks me up. So, I mean, like, what do you expect the Patriots to do on the offense, like, this coming up Sunday?
I think Edelman's going to have a big he's going to have to get involved because they can't just rely on Cam Newton with his legs. He's going to have to go get free. He has been looking really good because he's getting the ball down the field from Cam. I expect a lot of Edelman, and I expect a lot of runs by Cam Newton.
I'm expecting that they're not going to do what the Ravens did. I think what they're going to do is that they're going to run the ball down the Chiefs' throat, try to run the ball down the Chiefs' throat. Correct me right there. But control the clock, and they're going to be they're first in the league to run the ball. So the Chiefs, how great they've been playing. They have allowed 5.3 yards per rush right now, okay? I mean, the Patriots are averaging 5.1 yards a rush, and in fact, I expect them to go a lot for it on fourth and short to keep the clock going. Like, I was really surprised when, you know, looking at the Ravens game, I was surprised they kicked the field goal. I thought for sure that a couple of times they were going to go for it on fourth down, but they just let once they started kicking field goals, I was like, oh, we got this game. But my keys to victory, basically, is to stop the run again, force Cam Newton to throw the ball. They got to start fast like they did in Monday night, forcing the pass to abandon the run. That's the biggest thing. They got to win the turnover battle. And always protect the ball against with, you know, the keys to win. It sounds like our kids are coming running in here right now. Yelling, Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy. Daddy. What are you guys doing? Daddy.
What are you guys doing? You guys want to join the podcast?
We can to crush the podcast.
Can you say go Chiefs?
Yeah, no.
Go Chiefs!
All right.
My favorite thing of the year is that the Kansas City won the Super Bowl.
Nice. We got Lennon in here. We got my son Aiden. We got Troy in here. All talking some Chief football here.
You hot? What are you doing?
I just played a football game out there with Aiden. And I was sick.
You guys playing football?
Yeah.
And then the helmet went really high and I caught it.
Wow. Nice.
You're sweating a lot, dude. You're not touching me.
Oh, man.
And then, like, I got touchdowns, and I got...
All right, go keep
an
eye on
him.
Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
Go 49ers!
Go 49ers!
All right.
Wait a minute, my helmet. I need my helmet.
Remember, son, you ain't first, you're last.
Oh, gotta love it.
Guys,
can
we
get a
Gossy Batman costume in there?
Batman
costume? Aiden,
you're
guys...
first, you're last.
Aiden, wait a minute, you don't have one? Then you just need to get a black suit, and then you just
got it. We're here to crash the podcast.
Poor kids, right? Poor kids, rough life, this coronavirus stuff. I hope everyone's hanging in there. But let's go back to this. What is your keys to victory for this game?
It's going
to
be Clyde Edwards. He's got to have a lot of touches because we got to take it. Because I know Bill Belichick's going to have all kinds of things thrown at Mahomes, and we don't want to rely just on Mahomes. We make it easier for him. So if we can get some early first, early in the first couple downs, get some good chunk yardage so we can throw it to Kelsey and keep throwing all our weapons, I think that's going to be key. But we got to get Clyde Edwards involved early and often.
I think he's my impact player. That's who I'm going with offense. I think they'll get him involved in the short game, passing game, and Mahomes will spread the ball around like he did because he's going to have to with the Patriots scheme. I just have that feeling. That's my bold prediction for offense. And my one on defense definitely is going to go with the Honey Badger. I think he's going to have a big game. He's got to get Edelman. He's going to have some big game, big tackles. I think he's going to make some stops. Who do you got for defense?
I want to see him in there more. I want to see Gay Jr. in there more. I want to see what he can do. I've been seeing him on special teams. But I think that it's going to come – I think Tyrone's a good pick. But I think Jones. I think if Chris Jones – I think he's going to have a big impact because I think he's going to get in there early, specifically up the middle, any kind of run plays that Newton's going to have. So stop any kind of sneaks or anything up the middle because I feel like they're going to attack the inside. So I expect Jones to have quite a bit of tackles this week.
All right, so finally, score prediction. What is your score prediction for Sunday night?
23-17 Chiefs.
23-17? I'm going to go 24-21. I think it's going to be close, like a field goal game. Mm-hmm. I think I just have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of running the ball on the Patriots side, controlling the clock and trying to get game going. But who knows? Mahomes could go off again. I don't know, but I'm going 24-21. That's my score prediction. I think it's going to be a great game. It's really going to come down to who has the ball last. I really do. Mahomes...
whoever scores the most points wins the game.
So that's what I'm going for. But more importantly, what are we barbecuing on Sunday, dude?
I don't think I want to eat any barbecue. Just keep ordering pizza. It's not changing anything. We're 3-0 for a reason.
Should we go with those margaritas again?
Yes.
All right. I think that's what we're going to do. So we'll sign off. Go ahead, crush another one of these cans here.
Go Chiefs.
I mean, it was a great game Monday night. Hopefully we see the same thing on Sunday. Go Chiefs.
The Doyle rules.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. And make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes. And don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. And again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs.